The Gulf Coast Growth Show is sponsored by Chevron Pasadena Refinery and is an extension of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region, where our mission is to market and grow a vibrant regional economy. All right, guys. Hey, and welcome back to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm your host, Jason Lee, here with my co-host, Zeke Smith.
Jason, thanks.
And we have a very special guest today. This is our special Mother's Day edition, and I am honored to be joined by my beautiful mother, Miss Linda Rorick. Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi, Mom.
Glad to have you on the show today.
I'm so glad. I just want to make sure I say that. Yeah. Like, we're so excited.
We're excited.
Can I call you my baby boy on live TV?
TV's well, probably an overstatement.
TV might be.
The truth is in the editing room.
It depends on how many views we get with you today, whether or not that's a true statement.
That's right.
We might be able to go prime time.
Okay. That's right. Go viral.
That help us go viral. So, that being said, love to have you today. And I actually. When we talked about bringing on the discussion, how do you bring on a mom? Then, you know, in an episode that would be relevant to our audience. And
sure.
Fact is, there is a lot of relevance to what you've done in the past, your experience, having worked at the great city of Pasadena, one of our local cities, and at the same time, your role, which I think a lot of people maybe don't understand and grasp. So we're going to spend some time talking about that today, and then we're going to spend some time talking about something that is near and dear to your heart, which is the importance of local city elections and how they can impact us here in our cities. And so I think a lot of people miss that. They're always so enamored by the political races,
federal.
On TV, federal, stuff
That's
like
right.
that. But a lot of the real grassroots stuff happens right here in our backyard. So we're going to talk about the importance of that.
Okay.
So before we kick things off, I would just want to thank you again for being on the show today. And then maybe we'll dial in and you can give us a little bit of backdrop. Tell us a little bit about where you came from, who you are, and your experience as city secretary.
Okay, well, I was born in Northeast Texas, grew up in Atlanta, Texas, and I lived in Pasadena for many, many years.
Right.
And I went to work for the city of Pasadena in 1996. I started out in the legal department. I was a paralegal before I went to work for the city for several years.
Okay.
So I started in the legal department. Then from there, I was the secretary to the mayor's chief of staff. And then from there, the administrative assistant and secretary to the city council. And then from there, I was the administrative assistant to one of the mayors. And then from there on to city secretary in 2004. So I just recently retired after 26 years at the city and as city secretary. Yeah.
Congrats.
We'll talk about that later.
That's a special moment.
Okay.
That's a heck of a whirlwind. Great job.
Yeah. So now, city secretary, the role in and of itself, it's a lot more than just being a secretary, right? So,
well, I think the connotation of a city secretaries are very vital in any organization. In a city secretary, there's a lot of administrative duties, and you have to conform to not only your local, your city charter, your ordinances, but state and federal laws are mandated by a lot of your duties as city secretary. Like the city's secretary is responsible for processing all documents with the implementation of our ordinances, resolutions, amendments to our code of ordinances, and everything, our laws and everything, and also contracts. Our council votes on hundreds of contracts every year. They vote on contracts. The city secretary's office has to process all those contracts. They may have to make sure they're fully executed, get them back to all parties involved, and have the mayor get all the signatures and make sure everything's done so that they're scanned along with the legal document, i.e. the ordinance, so that it's in our archives and it's there forever.
Right.
And then we also do the liquor license applications. We do claims
really
with the city.
Stuff,
yeah,
right.
yeah. And we claims are filed through our office. And we do all the bid openings for people that bid for certain contracts. We
right.
conduct the bid openings and everything. And then we do records retention. And that's in conformity with the Texas Library and Archives Commission in Austin. We have to follow certain rules on record retention for the entire city, for all departments. We have to get out certain things because records are kept at different intervals, you know, like different periods of retention.
Sure.
Like some records are 2 years, some 10 years, some a lifetime, like our ordinances and resos. But we have to get with all of our departments to make sure that they retain the proper records. And then also, hate to use the word shred, but we do have shreds with certain records, but our shreds are kept on documentation that has to be filed with the Archives Commission that shows what documents that are shredded. And some of them are, most of them are just like things that different departments, copies of everything. They're not important documents,
copies,
obviously.
Keep
yes.
copies of things right. you throw away. Right,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, the government.
It's exactly. so funny because you don't realize this, but how that translates to just growing up with her, you know? So she'll have a copy of a picture, then the picture, and then the picture is filed somewhere, and then the picture is electronically filed, and then it's in a basket, and then it's stored somewhere.
But she
somewhere.
Didn't shred any pictures of you.
There's no shredded pictures. I kept all the pictures of you. Don't
or
worry
she'll,
about
she'll
it.
Have
You'll
a,
have them.
She'll have a plastic baggie, and then in the plastic baggie, you can see through what's in the baggie, but then there's a label on the baggie that says,
oh, wow.
Oh no.
Like, hey, you know what?
It'll have highlighters in a plastic baggie with a plastic
Jason,
thing wrapped
okay,
around
let's
it.
Get back. Let's get back on the subject. Okay.
No, I'm just messing with
okay,
that.
Okay, I know. Okay. I know.
No, but I say it jokingly because
who's the
you,
host here today? I forgot
so,
to ask.
She's so good at it. She's so good at it.
Well,
obviously,
I do that, and it's come in handy actually in my office and my staff and everything because I color code. I have different folders, different colors, and I have certain ways to set up the file. So that's
I
just
feel
organized.
Bad for whoever replaced her.
When you listen to what that. What's amazing, she replaced her replacement. So she actually developed her and trained her for over a
Yes,
long
I did.
Time.
Amanda, we worked together for many years. Another thing about duties that I want to talk about that I think people might be interested in are open records requests. The city secretary's office processes hundreds a year. And Texas was one of the states that really, it has a strong Open Records Act and Open Meetings Act. Things really are transparent in Texas. You hear all this stuff about hidden records and all that.
Right.
But in Texas, their laws really are geared toward the requesting party to help them. Now, there are going to be some exemptions, and obviously there's going to be some information like Social Security numbers that would be redacted. But we have an open policy and our Open Meetings Act. Every meeting we have to post within either 48 hours or 72 hours, typically 72 hours, like our council meeting. We send an agenda out on all meetings that are held at the city, typically have an agenda associated with them. So the public can see exactly what's taking place, what the discussion is. So if they want to come and talk about it, they are comment on it, then it's available for them to do that.
That's super important. I'll tell you what, I'm an HR professional. I already had a lot of respect for all administrative professionals, especially in our industry.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But goodness gracious, a public servant, administrative professional, I mean, all of, you're like, oh, we just this. And just, I mean, the filing is, you're not just, you know, filing away driver's license in a filing cabinet. These are important records that will last
forever.
Right.
For our city forever.
And the public is allowed to see, which in private companies, obviously, you file them away. They're there. You need your private notes. For this
job, they have to dial it in.
Correct. The public can see it anytime they want, right? Which is, I mean, it's a great thing, but also it can be a stressful thing, I imagine, in your role. So thank you for the insight. I mean, I had zero idea.
It can be stressful when you have someone that you don't give a record to. Under the law, there are exemptions. And it does get a little aggravating when you have to go and seek an attorney general opinion, which a lot of times we do. We have to seek an attorney general opinion. If there's a disagreement over whether a record should or should not be released to a requesting party.
Right.
So that happens.
I think we just lose sight oftentimes about the intricacies that go on behind just local government, right? You file a complaint, you do something, you don't realize that there's so many moving pieces behind that. And I think a lot of times people take for granted because we want to point out maybe the piece of the city that we're frustrated with, whether it's our trash, whether it's that curb that hasn't been fixed or you know, but they lose sight of the fact that there's just so many steps and layers to the work that they're doing day in and day out. I mean, our public servants are really out there. They're not just managing an environment that's insulated. It's this huge movement of pieces. I mean, you just heard what she just described. That's a day in and day out job.
Right.
Somebody trying to manage
it's
all.
It's one of the important pieces of why we have local governments involved in this organization, right? Because they are extremely important to our economy, to our companies that do business here every day. Like if they weren't there, we couldn't thrive like we do. So
speaking of local governments, we know that we just had a pretty recent election.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk to us about that?
Okay. Well, that's true. We just had May 6th, we just had a May 6th election, and I there were actually two elections. We had a general election for the election of council members, and we had a special election, which was election whether or not to continue Pasadena's crime control and prevention district. Let me expand on that just a little bit. Now, the way we do our local elections, we have a strong mayoral form of government, a mayor, and we have eight council members for eight single member districts, A through H. So the mayor can serve, he has 4-year terms. He can serve 2 4-year terms, which is a total of 8 years consecutively. And council members have 2-year terms, but by the charter, they can serve 4 2-year terms. So they can still serve the 8 years, just in different ways.
Right.
And then we also had a new legislation that passed in 2021 where the unopposed candidates are no longer going to be on city ballots in Texas. They used to be on the ballots whether you had an opponent or not, but no longer. So in this election, we had, it was first the election of 6 council members for 6 okay. districts. And we have 150,000, more or less, population in the city of Pasadena.
Wow.
Now, registered voters, we have a little over 68,000, closer to 69,000 registered voters. And in the May 6th election, we had right at 3,900 votes for the general, for the council election, and we had around 4,600 votes for our special election, which is a low voter turnout.
3,900 votes?
Yes.
Out of how many thousand?
Well, 68 registered voters.
So 68,000,
and that's all that voted.
3,900 or 39,000?
Yes, 3,900.
That's it.
That's it.
That came out to vote.
That's it. And that's yeah. Well, it's unfortunate because voter turnouts, it's unfortunate that they're not greater because our local government is the closest government to the people.
Right.
And you think about, we have nonpartisan elections.
Yeah.
But whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, you've got to realize that candidates that run for office, it's just like you and me, there's a certain ideology. And those ideologies associated with candidates are very important.
Sure.
Because who you put in office determines what they govern every area of your life at some time or another. And like, for example, funding, defunding the police, what's your ideology on that? One would hope, at least I do, that you're going to fund the police
sure.
for your safety and welfare of your families and your children. So it is important at the local level to get out and vote more. Now, like on our crime control district, we had the crime control, which we are going to continue for another 10 years. And the reason that has to go for vote, and it was established under a local government code in I think it was 1997, but that is, it helps with the fighting crime in our city, and it's funded by 0.5% of the city's sales tax. So when we continue that entity, it has to be voted on by the citizens for that reason,
right.
because it is.
Right. Their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Your money. Right.
Exactly.
Well, I thought you said you retired. Sounds like you've been busy.
Well,
like you unretired to get involved in this election.
Well, I came back to work with the elections. I promised I would come back work with the elections. It's stressful at times, but I really love doing it. I love working with the people of the city, and I had a wonderful staff. So I'm working the elections. I'm working the general and the special. And actually, we have a runoff election on June the 10th. So I'm prepping for that.
Done.
We're prepping for that. We've got a runoff in two districts, Districts A and Districts G.
All right.
District A and G.
And then you get to relax.
Then.
And enjoy the summer, right?
Yes.
Okay. You promise. We've got you on record here.
Okay. Well, there is one little thing that I'm helping legal with. But I'm basically, for the most part,
of
I am.
There
yes.
There,
yeah. But we're going to have a fun summer.
All
we're
right.
going to have a fun summer.
We're going to have a fun summer.
All right.
And I love having more time with the littles.
Of course.
So, and my family.
Of course
And my right. son.
And her son, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, you've been busy.
Yes.
Okay. So, you talked a lot about the importance of local elections, which, look, I think Jason and I don't want to speak for my illustrious co-host, but we align there that
Absolutely.
Local, right? It's where the big changes can be made. And I would say it affects your life more directly than even a federal election.
Absolutely.
And certainly quicker, right?
Yes.
And you said policies and bonds and all the things that they go through. So important stuff. So, all right. So you said the runoff election. We talked a lot about the job, the elections. We didn't really talk about what you do for fun, but maybe let's talk about some of the things you give back, your charitable participation, organizations you give back to, things in the city. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, right now, I'm not members of a lot of organizations. I just retired, but I want to explore those opportunities.
Busy, huh?
Yep. And I'm on the library board, but I want to get involved in more of the local organizations. That's something that I was wanting to do when I retired. So okay. I will be seeking out those opportunities.
Anything specific you got a passion for?
I think the Bridge Over Troubled Water is that group. Organization. Yeah. I like that group, Sarah's House. And one thing that I feel very passionate about are nursing homes, to go and visit a nursing home and maybe visit those in those homes that don't have family that come to visit. There's a lot of people in the nursing homes mm-hmm. that are really lonely. And I like to do that. In fact, I have someone that I visit on a regular basis in a nursing home now. Yeah. And when you're there, you see the other residents there and you kind of talk with them and visit with them. And it's like, it's just a piece of sunshine in their day. So I think that's important. I love it. I enjoy doing that.
Like, I think there needs to be more work done around elderly care, senior care, because mm-hmm. I think it's, no offense to our nursing homes, but I think there could be more work done there. So
that's great. Absolutely.
Great job.
Yeah.
So, Mom, I got to bear witness to all this stuff, watching you grow up, a single mom, working from, like I said, starting from scratch, and you're sharing your story, but having been a secretary, paralegal, and then working your way all the way up to city secretary. So it was a wonderful journey. I'm not going to boast. Well, I can boast about you, but maybe you could share a little bit about what's led to your success, what got you here.
I think that... Hard work, dedication, and integrity in your position, having a sense of integrity, and also people skills, being able to communicate. And I love people at every level. I love people. And when you work for the public, I've always felt like working at the city that we worked for the people. One of the things in our office, one of the things that was a rule in the city secretary's office that I think was so important, oftentimes we would get calls that may have been transferred around. And one of the rules was, don't ever transfer a call. If you don't know the answer, tell whoever's calling, I don't know this, I will get back with you. Get their name and everything and get back with them and make them feel that their call is important. Make someone feel that they're important, because everyone is important in their own way.
Absolutely.
So, but hard work, because it's been hard work. It's been a lot of long hours at times, particularly during elections, 7 days a week, many, many hours working elections over the years. So hard work.
And they still can't get rid of you.
All that hard work, it won't happen. You can't do it.
No.
No, I love it. It makes me thankful for moms like you.
Thank you.
And also for this region, right, that provides opportunities like that. There's tons of single moms, maybe one or two that listen to this show, or watch the show, but this region has provided so much opportunity for, you know, old, young, male, female, mm-hmm. black, white, brown, all in between. It's one of the things that's I'm proud. I was born in Pasadena, as I said earlier, and I've stayed here and I've raised a family here, so I'm proud to call it home, as I know you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know you are, obviously.
Yes.
It shows.
Yes.
So I'm so happy to hear that, you know, it's provided so much opportunity for you and the family and grandkids and all that. So as we wrap up, I wanted to give you some time to express gratitude for things that, you know, people, opportunities are provided to you.
Well, first and foremost, I want to give gratitude for my wonderful husband, my family, mm-hmm. and my friends, because anything that you do, when you're working, your job, everything, it affects everything with your family and your friends. And when you have that support and love from them, that goes a long way on helping you,
of course,
do your job. And then I also want to thank my staff at the city that I worked very closely with, and the other employees and the other departments. They were delightful to work with. And I want to thank the people at the city who gave me the opportunity, even though with the hard work, but they gave me the opportunity to grow from the positions I talked about before.
Sure.
Starting out secretary in the legal department, working my way through over the years as to city secretary. And I appreciate the opportunity to serve and to have grown in that manner. So I appreciate all those things.
Yeah. You know, I guess it was it last year that you were retired? I mean, it was June.
Yeah, June 1st of last year.
So June of last year, but we had the opportunity to go be part of her going away party.
Yeah,
and so what was amazing. So during her time, you served under three mayors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. So under three mayors, and then the countless number of city councilmen and people that had just come through there. So,
sure.
And I think she might have set the record for most people ever at a going away party for the city. I mean, it was 4 hours straight of just people piling in, because when you think about what she was just describing, she was serving at every level. She was serving all the way up to the mayor, but then all the way down to the people. And so it was pretty amazing to get to experience that, especially for a son.
Yeah.
You know, because I grew up. See, I'm going to get choked up. I grew up watching her work tirelessly.
Yeah.
Countless hours, 2-3 jobs when she started. And then so to see her be the, to have that experience. And then that day, they awarded her with the this proclamation. So that day became Linda Rorick Day in the city of Pasadena, which
that
is pretty cool.
That was an honor. Yeah.
The mayor came out. He was out of town.
But, yes.
His representative was there. They gave her a big plaque. And so that day's official, right, mm-hmm. here in Pasadena. So it's officially Linda Rorick Day.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a big deal for a little single mom who came out of East Texas.
From a little town.
Yeah, Atlanta, Texas, yeah. to here. Look yeah. at that. That's awesome. And it's cool for a child to have that role reversal, be able to be proud of their parents.
Oh.
That's we'll talk about
it. Makes me proud every day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Makes me proud every day. So
great job, buddy.
Yeah, she wanted, great job, she wanted mom. To reach over and
give me great job,
you
mom.
Can totally do that.
Okay.
We're good.
So, mom, we appreciate you coming out today.
It's been an honor and a pleasure.
I know you were nervous, but you did a great job.
You did great.
You nailed it.
As expected.
Right on time. Yeah, you're just perfectly flowing.
Well, it's been an honor and a privilege, and this is a great organization. I'm proud of Jason, and I'm proud of you, Zeke.
Thank
glad to meet you.
So much.
You do great work here. Everybody, everyone does, and it's an honor and privilege. Thank you.
And for our audience, you know, it was exciting to be able, like I said, to have my mom on today, but more importantly, the fact that it was a fit for what it is that we do. You know, the fact that she had served in our government here in the local government, and you know, and for those that are listening, if it's the first time that you've tuned in, you know, we would want to remind you that the Economic Alliance, that really is the core of our being here, right? We're a third-party advocate for everything here that touches our industrial sector, whether it be the port region. We work with local bodies of governments. I think we touch 4 different counties just from this alliance. Meaning we have 4 different counties, 13 different cities pouring into the Economic Alliance. Right. So from the refineries all the way down to the police station, all the way down to the janitors in some of these buildings, people are being impacted by the work that's going on day in and day out, by the individuals that we bring on the show. And it goes to show really the impact that this area has, right? So Houston especially is a phenomenal place to be, but over here in the Southeast Corridor, this little neck of the woods, I just don't think it gets the necessary credit that it deserves for being the place it is and the people that are inside of it. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, I'm glad that I was really anxious that Zeke was going to get my mom talking too much dirt. And I was going to get kicked off
the
show.
Oh, we still are. It's going
to
be,
we'll have the B-roll, so we'll have to put that out there sometime.
When it's not rolling.
When it's not rolling. But we love you guys for tuning in today. We would ask that you just, again, pay this episode forward. Please tune in. Go to our website, the Economic Alliance, HoustonPortRegion.com, and you can go to the media page there and tune in and subscribe to our channels. A lot of people think because they see us on YouTube, but really, I know most of you probably tune in through Spotify and different channels like that. So the easiest way to do is go into your favorite podcast platform and you can subscribe to it. So when a new episode is released, it'll hit your phone and you can tune in immediately and stay up to speed on all the great things that are happening in our region. We'll see you guys next week. And again, thanks for joining us today.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. And be sure to go to the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region website and subscribe to our channels. And let's pay it forward by sharing the good news of what's happening in our region by passing this episode to somebody you know.